This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm hosting the rest of the broadcast, all 4 hours today. Coming up in 1 hour, Robert Chapman, one of the original Patriots, battling the New World Order. Everything he said came true. He'll be joining us for at least an hour and a half or so. That is coming up today. So let's play a few clips of Mr. Chapman. There's so many we'll be getting to when he's on with us from congressional hearings. Robert Fletcher. I'm all over the map here, ladies and gentlemen, thinking about all these other people. Here's the clip.
Fletcher, perhaps your time might be used to specify some of the comments which you made this morning on Good Morning America, ABC, if you would, about a second bomb being planted in Oklahoma City, or evidence of a second assailant, conspiracy.
Yes. Typically, what I might do, again, is a matter of so we can cover enough things that will also be important. This is a report that's been put together by a couple of people. One of them is an FBI, former FBI agent, formerly with a $22 million budget and 700 people working under him. He's been with the FBI for some probably 25 years. His determination, along with many experts, is that there was a minimum of at least one, if not two more explosions simultaneously within the building. Additionally, we have information that John Doe number two has been located. He has a name, we know who he is, where he is, and that he is also of a foreign descent, and for some reason the FBI is steering away from this gentleman. That needs to be looked into more definitively, and I would offer this report, which I will leave with you folks. This also covers the type of bomb that most likely was utilized inside the building. The idea that it was a huge fertilizer bomb, there was no residue to speak of, no caustic fumes, which automatically would come from that bomb if it was singularly placed. Additionally, the idea, according to experts, is the idea of that bomb directly destroying the building as it did is absolute baloney. So I'll just leave this, and then we can get into, the answers and questions relative to other events of government corruption and being out of control. I do want to leave as much time as we can on that, which includes the militarization of local police offices all over the United States, including the supplying of armored personnel vehicles all over America to smaller police stations, which is ridiculous. I'd like to pass my time.
Thank you, Mr. Fletcher.
Fletcher, another question in an interview with the Los Angeles Times on April 21st, you said that you told the Associated Press that the American government has created weather tampering techniques so that the New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans and to control the rest. Would you explain what you were trying to say?
Well, what I was trying to say is exactly what I said. There is weather control techniques. We have a complete package on that, which I did not bring, but I certainly will see to it that it is brought in for the record. Number one, the entire patents on the equipment. Number two, Senator Claiborne Pell's complete statement and story of his own that not only does it exist, but that we even utilize it as far back as the Vietnam War. You might want to touch base
That's
with
right,
Senator Pell.
I just want to repeat before I turn to...
So, yes, but we do have all that information.
You're saying the government has created weather tampering techniques so that the, quote, New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans...
Worldwide.
Millions of Americans, and to control the rest.
Yes, sir, and that's my belief. As bizarre as that sounds, when if somebody had told me that that equipment even existed 10 years ago, I would have thought they were nuts, sir. And at this point in time, we have all the documents to prove it. And if you think that 85 tornadoes takes place in the middle of our growing area by simultaneous accident, I'm sorry. With the equipment that's already set up internationally, and as bizarre as that is, it is proven and documented. We will supply you with those documents. arguments, as bizarre as that is, I would say that weather wars, and this is quoting actually Senator Claiborne Pell himself, that they are the greatest weapon ever created in the world, and that's the senator's own statement. So, yes, I do stand on that.
Thank you, Mr.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
The propaganda, the lies, the deception is everywhere. I'm going to blitz through massively important news on dozens of subjects until the bottom of the hour. Then I'm only going to take seven calls or so. We'll open the phones up for that 30 minutes on Tucker Carlson's firing and where you think this is going and what it signifies for censorship. Then Bob Fletcher will be on with us for 2 hours. He'll be on with us for 1 hour, talking about the history of the New World Order and where it's going. A true trailblazer, completely vindicated, on target. Then in the fourth hour, I'm going to host with him. We will take your calls at that point. But we'll open the phones up, get about seven calls to the board. We'll get to all seven of those calls or so in two segments at the bottom of the hour. And then Bob Fletcher is coming on. Absolutely incredible information. Okay. The left is being told it's a liberal sacrament to feed bugs to children, to babies, instead of giving them their own milk or protein from a cow or a goat or a donkey. Is the best, they say the only thing that rivals a human for our own babies. No, give them bug protein, which is chitin and is extremely toxic. We're going to go over all that coming up. Also, Spectre of Soylent Green, Yahoo News. 20-plus states have passed laws to feed you dead people. Can't make that up. This is all going down. But I asked the crew about 20 minutes ago. I said, hey, they had closing arguments yesterday in the Proud Boys show trial in D.C. If they set the precedent with these guys like they've done with the Oath Keepers, they're coming after everybody. And I said, please, let me know how jury deliberations are going. So, about 10 minutes ago, they walk in and they hand me this CBS News article. I start to read it during the last break. And I only had time to read the first page because it's a lot of paragraphs here. It's 2.5 pages long. In the first page, I found three gigantic lies. And what's incredible is, it's like the New York Times last week got caught saying that Edward Snowden gave his material to WikiLeaks. Everybody knows he didn't do that. WikiLeaks had nothing to do with it. They said, we don't care, we're just going to lie. So they're flooding the zone, not by accident, by design, not with just big official lies, but just weird disinfo everywhere. So, here's what they put in here. Here's just one of the lies. Jury in Proud Boys, sedition conspiracy January 6th case to begin deliberations Wednesday. And here's just one of the lies. But they're not just lying about what's going on January 6th or what happened at the trial. They just put out something that sounds true but isn't to make it sound like InfoWars is on trial. And in a somewhat rambling closing argument of his own, InfoWars defense attorney and legal representative for Joseph Biggs alleged. So they put it out there like InfoWars is on trial. Yes, it's true Norm Pattis has done some work for us, but the idea that he's now, it'd be like if somebody had represented O.J. Simpson, they went, O.J. Simpson, defense attorney, it's again, to demonize InfoWars. It's just everywhere. And Norm goes on, the facts in this case are that Donald Trump was compelling into using the Proud Boys as a prop, prompting objections from the Justice Department and the court. WUSA reported. Yeah, now the closing arguments are over, I still want to get Norm on. I don't agree with Norm. People say, well, if you have a lawyer, you must remember anything they believe. No, I don't agree with Norm that Trump used the Proud Boys as a prop. The Proud Boys existed before Trump got elected. Gavin McGinnis created it. So, and the Proud Boys, most of them didn't even go in the Capitol. So again, in my view, and I haven't talked to Norm yet, that is an attempt by a defense attorney to say, oh, it's all Donald Trump's fault. But your clients didn't do anything. So again, why go with that debate? And I'm not attacking Norm. It's just, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with that strategy. But that's just where we are. So pray for the Proud Boys and pray for justice. But 93% of people in D.C. vote Democrat. They've all, most of them got government jobs. And the little secret is you convict Republicans, you get pay raises, you get bonuses, you get pats on the back. In New York, it's something like 80% vote Democrat. So how is Trump supposed to get a fair trial in New York City? And the answer is no. But that's how they win by lawfare. They control these jurisdictions. They have populations that would send an innocent man to the electric chair if they were told to. And it's a real problem. And you got Soros prosecutors, not just in those jurisdictions, but basically everywhere now. And this is how they're conquering America and taking our country over. Now, let's shift gears into this. The FDA has released a press release, and I guess they're God. You know, Congress doesn't pass laws. The FDA just does whatever they want. It's like when the CDC said, all rents are forgiven. And the Supreme Court had to say, you can't do that. That's not a law. You don't make law. We need the Supreme Court to rein this in fast, because the FDA is a revolving panel of big pharma executives, mainly, quote, vaccine execs. But we pointed out the mRNA shot is not a vaccine. We pointed out it doesn't protect you. It lowers your immune system. It's a total fraud. And it did not go through a regular approval process. They gave it emergency authorization. The really bad thing Trump did. But look at this headline. FDA vaccines don't have to prevent infection or transmission. Let that roll off the tongue and then roll through your brain. Vaccines don't have to prevent infection or transmission. Let me say it again. Vaccines don't have to prevent infection or transmission. Well, then what do? Oh, they lessen the illness or make you not die. All the statistics around the world from the insurance companies is you're way more likely to die if you've taken it or get sick. Everybody knows that. Well, I've had 5 shots, and I've got my 7th case of COVID. Meanwhile, if you have natural immunity, you don't get it again. But remember, Fauci basically said natural immunity doesn't exist. He's also come out with a new whopper lie. We'll play next segment. He says he actually was never for lockdowns and never for closing schools. We have like a 10-minute compilation of him saying keep things locked down, but we're just going to play a few clips of him doing it. But, I mean, I never wanted to lock you down. I was never for locking schools. I was never for masks. And Santa Claus doesn't wear a red suit, and neither does old Scratch. So, you read this article, and it is a whopper. And it's AP, Reuters, everywhere. Excerpts of it, Zero Hedge. Vaccines are traditionally known as drugs that prevent an illness. No, they teach your body immunity. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, for years said a vaccine is a product that produces immunity with vaccination and an injection of an infectious organism in order to prevent the disease. The agency changed its definitions after people correctly noted that COVID-19 vaccines do not prevent infection. They've officially come out as policy, so they can say like a goat is a walrus, or a killer whale is a turkey, or an Easter bunny is a leprechaun. Or two men can have a baby. Or women are getting pregnant in prison from other women. No, it's men in the prison. I mean, it's a murder of logic. It's ridiculous. But tyranny is ridiculous, so that's why they have to murder logic and normalize this idiocy. The coalition advocating for adequately labeled medicines, a group of experts, had called the FDA to make clear that COVID-19 vaccines don't prevent infection or transmission. And now they put out an announcement saying, indeed, they don't. But in the ads, they tell you they do protect you, including unapproved ads when it wasn't approved for under five to children on Sesame Street and Nickelodeon and everywhere else. I mean, these people are sick. They're criminal. They're committing all these crimes in our face. It is ridiculous. I'll play the Fauci clips when we come back. And then, told you on Monday, big whistleblowers coming out to Congress on giant child kidnapping rings. Fox News today. And we'll make sure you get all of it. We're going to break it all down coming up.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Keeping schools closed. He was never for lockdowns. And we have a clip of him saying that he basically was the main driver of that. So let's play the clips back to back.
The real issue is how long do you keep that shutdown? How long do you keep the schools closed? And if you recall and go back on many of the things I've said in a lot of interviews, is that we've got to do whatever we can to get the schools open and get them open safe and keep them open. And I've said that many, many times. But the initial decision early on in the middle of that crisis, I believe, was the right decision. How long you kept them closed really varied depending upon the locale. The point that I made in my response to the reporter in the New York Times article was that what it is that there was a personification of me as a person who essentially closed everything down. Those were public health recommendations that came from the CDC, and I have always been very supportive of the CDC because they base their recommendations purely on public health issues. And the point that I made, that as public health officials, it's our responsibility to give the public health perspective to it. The decision of how that balances with other considerations really comes from other authorities.
Yeah, always pass the blame to somebody else. So there he is, double speaking. I was against the lockdowns, but I was for the lockdowns. Does everybody want me to play a compilation of him saying keep the lockdowns in place in schools? No, we have other stuff to cover. We'll put it in post once this live show is archived. Demand on video. But just getting back to this. FDA, vaccines don't have to prevent infection or transmission. CDC director admits vaccinated individuals can transmit COVID to others. And it goes on from there. Experts want labels for Pfizer, Moderna, COVID-19 vaccines updated to acknowledge limitations. They're not limitations. They don't work. Email confirms why CDC changed definitions of vaccine. It's to any drug they want to give you that doesn't even work. Okay. Let's shift gears into this. Everybody knows Biden, when he was a candidate, said, immediately surge the border if I get elected. I played it probably 500 times. I'm not going to play it again. Immediately surge the border if I get elected. Then he has Mayorkas get up, whatever the hell his name is, and Mayorkas, and tell everybody that the border is secure. We played that clip last week. We've been down on the border a lot. We've already talked to whistleblower agents. We've already talked to the spokespersons and all of it. You know what's going on. But the level of the child trafficking and the convicted pedophiles being released is over the top. And the fact that the Democratic Party is literally getting donations from the smugglers and the people and are involved making money off of it, not just with the immigration lawyers that get all the George Soros and State Department funding, but at so many other levels. So now, Fox News reports whistleblower to tell House that U.S. government is middleman in multi-million dollar migrant child trafficking operation. Whistleblower on child migrant trafficking comes as Biden administration faces scrutiny over handling of forced labor. A House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday, and this is happening now, and it's more next week, I'm told, will feature the testimony from a whistleblower who will warn lawmakers that the U.S. has become the middleman of a multi-billion dollar migrant child trafficking operation at the U.S. border that includes children being used for slave labor and as sex slaves. and that tens of thousands of convicted pedophiles have been released. They catch them again and they let them go. Or they charge them with a misdemeanor for illegally crossing the border and let them out in 2 weeks. This is the reality. And then you've got this legislation. This is not a joke. I know this doesn't sound real. Democrats float bill to allow LGBTQ plus migrants to walk into the U.S. unrestricted. And if you identify as LGBTQRZXYZ593A2X794, Giblet, Giblet, Schniblet, Piblet, that whatever gibberish it is, that you just are legally legalized. There's just absolutely no one can stop you. I'm LGBTQ, XYZ. It's over. I mean, that's the reality. So if you're MS-13, you just say, I'm a trans person or I'm gay. Well, that's all you got to do. It's magic. Like a man saying, I'm really a woman. All these convicted pedophiles and murderers and rapists in the UK, in Europe, in the US, in Canada, raping women, getting them pregnant. And they keep doing it because it's a murder of logic. Steve Watson article, InfoWars.com. Democrats float bill to allow LGBTQ migrants to walk into the U.S. unrestricted. Democrats in the House and Senate have floated legislation that's been introduced that would allow undocumented migrants to effectively walk into the U.S. unrestricted and declare their LGBTQ plus, promoting border officials to warn that suddenly everyone is going to be LGBTQ. That's the plan. Video. I'm not going to play it. I'm just sick of hearing these people. You can watch it at InfoWars.com. Biden's press secretary celebrates herself as being a queer lesbian and talks about how persecuted she is. Give me a break. It's a gang, folks. It has nothing to do with what they're doing with their wheelies. It's all about we're in this group. We're victims. We get special treatment. We can run your life. You have to bow down to us and give us access to your children. That's it. Period. Now, this news. Well, first off, I told you on the Tucker Carlson issue, I know you're chomping at the bit to comment on that. We're going to open the phones right now, and in the next two segments, the next 30 minutes, I'll take 7 or 8 calls maximum. That way nobody sits on hold. Then after Bob Fletcher is on for an hour, then the next hour, the fourth hour with him, after he's on for an hour, we will take calls for Robert Fletcher. So look forward to that. This guy's not been in the media for years. He's an icon, a great patriot, dead on. Can't wait till he's on with us. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. This news. New York Times report confirms what many suspected about Biden's re-election campaign strategy. I was flipping through the channels this morning and saw MSNBC saying, it's a great strategy. He's so smart. He's going to hide in the basement. So they own the ridiculousness of it. He's going to win by not campaigning because they're going to manipulate the data. They're going to put out false stories. They're going to block stories critical of the corrupt Democratic Party. That's election meddling. What they claim the Russians did, they have been admittedly doing, testifying they've done, and Biden is going to ride it out again in a basement. And RFK made a great point on that. We'll play when we come back. RFK Jr. explains that the Democratic Party is already rigging the 2024 race. That is all coming up and so much more. And I'll cover the bug stuff with Fletcher because that's something I want to get his take on. But they're literally rolling out baby formula and telling liberals save the earth. And then liberals are getting baby formula made out of ground up dead bugs. With all the health problems that chitin causes and feeding it to them. I mean, wow. Absolutely insane. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. We'll be right back. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Rainforce Plus is great. Rainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I know the general audience here knows we're under a globalist coup and they're removing all the checks and balances and surveilling us and censoring us and poisoning us and all of that. But if you look at what they did with Bernie Sanders, who I cannot stand, with a terrible, horrible, dirty, leech, never worked a day in his life, communist, with his disgusting, corrupt wife and all of them. But he was winning. He was beating Hillary Clinton in the primaries, and they stole it from him. And so they then changed party rules even more, where when he would win a state, like California, they'd say, well, the delegates have decided to go for Hillary. And in New Hampshire, months before that happened, we interviewed one of the Hillary's delegates. And he said, Bernie will get some votes, but it doesn't matter. We're all going to, you know, pledge to Hillary. We already pledged her. That was a famous clip when viral was on national television. Our great Richard Reeves, reporter at the time, got that. But now they've officially changed the rules where they're not even having caucuses, they're not even having debates, they're not even having anything in these states, like New Hampshire or other places, or South Carolina. Roger Stone was talking about that last hour, where there's just nobody but Joe Biden, and then he's going to stay in the basement. So this is designed, obviously, to give you one candidate, which is called election meddling, which is called manipulation. Here's Robert F. Kennedy Jr. talking about it.
You know, we should be at this point in history, when you have so many Americans who are concerned about election integrity, we should be doing everything we can in our party to show that, you know, this is not a rigged system, that it is actually democracy, that you have a chance and that, you know, people can run and that they can get to debate and that the public's going to be able to see them. And they're doing kind of the opposite. They're going to say there's no debates. We're going to put the system so a state that we can rig is going to go in first. And that's how we're going to, you know, and there's too many Americans who already think that the whole system's rigged against them. And this is just confirmation of that. And I think that's troubling.
All right. So listeners and dear viewers, I could spend another hour just on this. It's a lengthy article on Infowars.com. RFK explains how Democratic Party is already rigging the 2024 race. It's like a 30-minute interview, plus it has links and all the proof where you want to know the specifics, okay? But it's unbelievable. And Town Hall did a story, too. Oh, so that's why no one can challenge Biden within the Democratic Party. So that's another article on it. It's just, it's over the top. I mean, it's just everywhere. Then they tell you they're not manipulating anything. They tried to block 22 members of Congress. Everybody knows about Gozer and MTG, but it was like 20 others on top of that. The Democratic Party went around with lawyers and sued in Georgia and Tennessee and all the key battleground states to block Congress people that have won, particularly with landslides, from being able to run because they were at the Capitol on January 6th. I mean, that's election meddling, period. They're stopping the candidate before they even get to election day. Just like indicting Trump. Same thing over again. And I know everybody knows this. The audience is like, tell us something we don't know. Well, the general public doesn't know this, okay? They're arguing about satellites and Italy and you know, the Israelis and the Russians and all this BS, okay? Yeah, they can hack the machines, but that can be caught. But if you have a bunch of dead people voting and a bunch of people voting who don't even live in the district anymore, and they got mail-in ballots, and they got Democrats at the boxes stuffing hundreds of them in. They got caught. That's how they did it. But that's the side issue. Trump still won despite all of the election meddling and the striking of stories and the blocking Republican candidates and censoring Trump and all of it. So they had to then cram it with ballots they filled out at their Democrat Party offices. And 2,000 mules documents that. With Dinesh D'Souza, because they were able to buy the satellite tracking data and show how they all go to this building and they get their ballots and they all leave and go to all these points and, you know, some people did 20 drops, most did about 10. And they go cram 20 ballots in here, 20 ballots in here, 30 ballots in here. I said I'd take your calls, didn't I? But I've kind of gone off on a jag about this. We know how they did it and we've laid it out. Where are the congressional hearings? Instead, they use the red herring of the Italians and the Jews and the Russians and the... No, it's the Democratic Party right there doing it in your face. They're the mechanism of the globalists, opening the borders, pushing poison shots on us, and they've got every major leader on their payroll pushing it. And I like Trump a lot, but he went along with the shots. I do not dislike Benjamin Netanyahu. He went along with it. And look, you got to just say, this is wrong. We're not putting up with it. But that big pharma money sure flowed out there, didn't it? All right, let's start going to your calls. Joe and Angel and Terry and Andrew and Brian and Ray. We'll get to all of you ahead of Bob Fletcher joining us. I was thinking of Bob Chapman earlier, another great guy that left us. Love him. But to Bob Fletcher joining us. Angel in the great state of Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, great to talk to you again. Alex.
Yes, go ahead.
All right, so you remember Brandon House? He's actually one of the hosts for Mike Lindell in one of his shows. He alluded to this fact. He got an email the two things were going to happen at Fox. One, Tucker Carlson was going to get fired. Two, Fox was going to get scooped up by one of the hedge funds. And it turns out...
Yes, BlackRock is looking to buy it. We covered that Monday. Absolutely, that's true.
I think they already did.
All right, anything else you'd like to answer?
Yeah, because I guess they're lining everything up. So everything's stacked up against Trump. But I think that there's more more things being played out behind the scenes, because I think Tucker Carlson still has that footage.
He does have that footage, and they were scared of what he was going to do in the future, as Roger Stone said last hour. You're dead on. Thank you, Angel. Yes, Murdoch is looking to sell Fox entirely, not just have BlackRock prop the stock up. And this is all part of it. There's not one reason he was removed. It was all of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Alex, you're an American hero. I'll cut to the chase. Well, first, I want to plug your book. I got a signed copy back when it was only $50. I've been watching about close to 20 years, first-time caller.
Well, let me just say this real quick, and I won't cut you off. I don't want to charge $100 for a signed book. If we didn't do that, we'd be shut down right now. We're barely paying the bills. So a regular book's like $20. A signed one's $100. There's only a few hundred left. InfoWarsStore.com. It's because you want to donate. You want to have that piece of history. You want to know you kept us on air. So I want to thank you for getting the book. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you wanted to start with Tucker, but it all ties in because he fought propaganda. My idea is that there needs to be a full disclosure of everything we know about psychological warfare. The argument can be made, you know, well, that's not in the interest of national security, but, you know, the Chinese have been doing this since Sun Tzu, you know, the use of spies. We know this. There's no other way to really go to the mattresses and, you know, maybe 2 weeks to flatten the enemy and just re-educate the public. You know, I also wanted to say that I think in short format somehow, I mean, Greg would probably be great at it, to teach people how to research like you guys do. Finally, and I got lots more to say, but I know your time is precious, but one thing to note is that these are supremacy movements, these social movements that we're seeing, because they do not provide for conflict resolution. No one ever says, well, when will we stop doing these cruel experiments with school children? It's just tipping the scales.
They're supremacy movements backed by the establishment that then causes societal breakdown, and that's what they're designed to do.
The main characterization or trait of these is they do not provide for conflict resolution.
Yeah, for folks that don't know, what you're saying is complex sociology and human political psychology. Don't hang up, Brian. I'm going to come back to you to explain why these are supremacy movements, and you absolutely properly break that down. So Tucker said in his speech to the Heritage Foundation Friday, this is not like two sides working together for the future. This is a side that wants total supremacy, total power, and to outlaw its opposition to then carry out a hellish, totalitarian, dystopic takeover, which you can see all around you. Only a psychotic moron would go along with this.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Globalists admit they want destabilization. They don't want to fix problems. They create problems and then have solutions that make problems worse to collapse society for full control because they have unlimited money. Then they'll use that to come in and get absolute dominance over us and dictate the terms of our surrender. So you're seeing some really important political science things here that I think the general public's unaware of. So you've obviously been to school or read books on this. Explain about what you mean by a supremacy movement versus a open free society movement. Go ahead, Brian.
The thing that differentiates them and the defining attribute in this case, what we're seeing now, is that these things do not provide for conflict resolution. No one says when will the cruel experiments with school children end. It's just this is the way it is now. Without conflict resolution, it's inherently supremacy. Now, it's disguised by the fact that, you know, these politicians espouse to, you know, defend the little guy, but they're not. They're using them, and they are using them to destroy in some cases.
Well, you mean hiring 87,000 IRS agents saying they're all going to be used on poor people is not helpful? That's not to help people. I got stacks of articles where everything Biden's doing is to hurt poor people.
Yeah, no, it really seems to anybody that's astute or awake, it's everything that's happened is, you know, designed to stifle your movement or any aspect of your life. to move on, against the family. I mean, you listen to people, believe them the first time they say something. That's why I think, if you teach people to research, you very may well get shut down. And then, people rely on you. Again, back to your book, Click. I got a signed copy. I got it. It was to illustrate how quickly I got it, because I saw the lawsuit and everything, unfortunately. It wasn't to say, you don't deserve every penny of that and that we shouldn't support you. I was just illustrating the fact I got it as soon as I could, because I've been an ardent supporter of yours, and you woke me up close to 20 years ago.
But Brian, I appreciate you. Go ahead.
Propaganda was legalized by Obama, but it can't be legalized. Neither can murder. When you're using it as...
By the way, don't glaze over that either. Obama in 2010 got a law passed legalizing the CIA and State Department and other agencies lying to the American people. Thank you for the call. Thank you so much. We got to get everybody else here. Joe in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks so much for having me on. I love everything you do, and I love your products, by the way. I'd like to encourage the listeners to try the products if you haven't. I've used a whole bunch of your supplements, and I love them. I've heard you talk a lot about the insects being toxic, and I don't know if you remember talking to me before. I'm a horticultural scientist, and I spoke to you about the CO2 a little bit. And
sure, and how it makes the plants grow way faster, and it's amazing.
Right, how we would use it in our grow rooms at three times the level that's average in the atmosphere currently. So hearing you talk about the insects, I, as a horticulturalist, I have to know about mycology, which is the study of fungi, and entomology, which is the study of insects, because both of those affect plants. It occurred to me that chitin, which you speak about quite a bit, is what fungi are made out of, what mushrooms are made out of.
And I actually have that in my stack. Let me show TV viewers. Exactly. It's very... Continue.
So that compelled me to research it further, because I wanted to know what's the difference in the chitin that's in insects and the chitin that's in mushrooms. And I came to, I wrote an article about it for my Substack, the Bender Observatory. It's at joebender.substack.com. And it's called Eat Z Bugs. And I found that the structures that the insects have on their bodies, that their spurs, spines, and setae, which are like hairs, those, I think, are one of the causes of toxicity of the insects, because they're these pointy structures that damage the gastrointestinal tract. And also, when you just bite through an insect, you can imagine trying to swallow a piece of a lobster shell or a piece of a crab shell. That's chitin also.
Well, that's right. Everybody knows you don't give chicken bones to your dog because they're pointy and spiky. This is literally at a microscopic level way worse than the most concentrated gluten. I mean, they know it's linked to cancer, colon cancer, bone cancer. I mean, it's just horrible. No one eats bugs that have shells around the world, except a few Asian countries, and it's like a weird seasoning. This is insane. Look at this headline. What do you make of this? Food writer cuts her grocery bill in half by feeding her baby crickets. And there's a big article in the Huffington Post saying, feed your baby bug protein. Well, folks, babies don't eat bugs. Babies don't drink bug soup. I mean, this is, but the left, it's like anything to hurt a kid. It's their religion.
That's right. And I also found that there's a major allergen, the major allergen in crustaceans is not chitin, but it's actually tropomyosin. And it's also found in insects and mites as well.
Not to mention that everybody knows, you got to devein a shrimp. That's not a bug. But the point is that they're not deveining these bugs. And bugs have a very short intestinal tract. Most of them have really bad parasites.
They do. They have. They don't have a circulatory system, and they have their gastrointestinal tract goes across the length of their whole body practically. But there's no way to get rid of it in that small of an animal, and so it's not like you're gutting it like you would a deer or something. And
so you're not just going to eat bugs; you're going to eat bug crap and parasites.
Right, and all the all the microbes that, grow in their crap inside their body, and so those are major problems. And
well, no, I don't mean to cut you off, but you called in about Tucker Carlson.
Well, you know, he recently did a report.
He was about to air You Will Eat the Bugs. He had a documentary coming out about Klaus Schwab.
Yeah, I just saw parts of the preview for it on his main show.
Yeah, yeah, he signed off Friday with a promo for Eat the Bugs this week.
Yeah, so I tried to send him some information on that, and but I,
Yeah, unfortunately, he only focused on the parasites, not the chitin, all the stuff you said. Thanks for the call. I can talk to you for an hour. We're going to hear everybody. Ray in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear me, Alex?
I can, brother. Go ahead.
Okay, brother. I'm a long-time viewer, watched the show. I love it. Supplements, got my Alex for President Houdini yesterday. I love it.
Thank you.
My thing is, the thing about Tucker Carlson, the left, the globalists, you know, they bided their time. And they infiltrated our government, our schools, and they're everywhere.
Yep.
And it started out, Alex, I love Trump. I love Donald Trump's death. It started out, though, with you. Once they tested the waters and they were able to silence you, Donald Trump should have stepped in right then and there and said, you know what, there's freedom of speech. Cannot do what you're doing. It's against the law. It's against the Constitution.
And by the way, they had a big investigative report 6 months before they banned me in the Wall Street Journal saying it was a plan that once they brought me down, they could bring everybody down. That's why I didn't feel that bad when it happened. I felt bad for everybody because they admitted this was a plan.
Exactly. Once that happened, and the floodgates were open, brother, that was it. Now it's out of control.
What do you think we do now, Ray?
I just think we keep on fighting a good fight. I don't believe we're at the turning point where there's the point of no return. Yeah, but I think we're getting there. Everything you see,
Ray, I appreciate your call. Your phone's breaking up, but you made some good points. Thank you. The end of the cut out there. All right, I'm gonna go to break. And I'm going to come back, and I'm going to hit two more calls, Terry and Andrew, ahead of Bob Fletcher, who is just amazing. Don't know who he is? I'll introduce you to him. But he predicted decades ago with research what was going to happen. We'll kind of cover that, but people that don't know who he is don't know that, but it's almost like going over old ground. We'll spend a little time on that. But we're going to get Bob Fletcher, who's 80-something years old but still as sharp as a razor blade, to tell us what he thinks is coming next and what we can do. So I really look forward to that coming up. Speaking of supporting the broadcast, we need your support. I want to thank all of you that got T-shirts and got books. Thank you for keeping us on air. I want to thank all of you that got the great supplements, plus they're good for your body. I want to thank you all for your word of mouth, but please keep redoubling your efforts. And I want to encourage all the listeners that tune in that don't buy product, less than 1% buy product, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt, get Turbo Force and see how amazing this 10-hour energy is. Get some of the krill oil. Get some 1776 testosterone boost. Just take action. You are the answer. You are the victory. We'll be right back.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.